Oh, look at that. The numbers are going up again.
There we go.
Welcome back to Super Rankings, where you can come for Superman.
But stay for Sarah's limerick.
Yep. Oh, stick around to the end. I'm your head scientist, Ben Creighton, with me as always.
Hey, it's Kenny Wendorski.
I think we forgot to introduce ourselves last time. Every time we take a couple of weeks off, I'm like, what's our format again?
Yeah.
I'm the guy who takes notes. I should have it listed out, but I don't. It's fine. It's always a surprise. Will Ben remember things? Did Ben eat an edible today?
Maybe.
He did not today, actually. So that's spoiler resolved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to. I'm probably going to when I go home.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, did you watch Dune?
Walk without rhythm, and we won't attract the worm.
I did watch Dune this last Saturday.
I was so incredibly high.
Oh, me too.
I loved it. I had a blast. Wowers. I was so high.
Yeah, I was a little, maybe over. It was one of those. It's a good thing it was a two and a half hour movie.
Gotcha.
So, you know, by the time I got out, it's like, okay, maybe I'll just hang for another half an hour just to be sure. Okay, now I feel all right.
Yeah, okay. I watched it at home, and man, oh man. But yeah, I recommend it. It was good.
It has large sandworms. It has Jason Momoa.
It does.
I heard some people complaining. I don't know. I can't see Jason Momoa as anything but Jason Momoa. And on the one hand, you're not wrong. On the other hand, he has more charisma than anybody else in that cast, as far as I'm concerned, because he smiles occasionally.
That was awesome.
It was a very grim, like, serious business movie, and his character was having fun most of the time.
Yeah. You got your comic relief from him.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, I've been listening to the audiobooks. I'm, like, halfway through the third one right now.
Oh, see, I only read the first book.
Gotcha. Yeah.
That and Mortal Kombat was how I spent 2020, so.
Gotcha, yeah. Well, I guess as of just like yesterday, I think, they officially announced, like, okay, we were waiting to see how that first box office weekend did. It did well enough. We're giving it a part two.
Which is good.
It's spoilers. There is no ending. It just stops.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
Yeah, because I can't pronounce his name.
We are looking at how to pronounce with the typical French-Canadian pronunciation, Denis Villeneuve.
Denis Villeneuve?
Do not pronounce the S to Denis. It is silent in French. Do not say Denis
Villeneuve.
See, that's how I want to call him Denis Villeneuve, because that's how it would be in Spanish, but he's not Spanish.
French Canadian film director, writer, and producer.
Let's call him Danny V.
He is the four-time recipient of the Canadian Screen Award for Best Direction.
Yeah, Danny V.
Denis Villeneuve.
There we go.
Yeah, he. He very clearly, he did not want to have to squash all this into one movie. He knew he wanted the space to breathe, so he, God bless him, he made it the way he wanted to, and I'm glad he is getting the opportunity to finish at least this story, although having gone a little further in the books, I hope he's able to make more after that, because there is so much story to tell.
Maybe I should read the rest of the books.
Yeah,
we'll see. You know,
that second one was rough, but honestly, I'm liking the third one best out of all three
so far.
All
right. Well, cool.
It goes some places. Also, this is not a story. I won't spoil anything here because I don't know how y'all at home feel, but I personally feel this is the sort of story. Don't worry about spoilers. Go ahead and spoil yourself because it is so dense. There is so much world building and so much plot. It's kind of a pain to keep straight. I think it actually helps to, you know what? Just look some stuff up on the wiki. It's fine.
I'm glad you liked it because it felt like something that would be up your alley.
I think you liked it more than I did. I liked it okay. But yeah, it's honestly, I was nodding off a little during the last act or so.
Well, that's all right. It is a long movie.
Yeah. And it is very much not in that easily digestible Marvel mold where there's a joke every 30 seconds to keep your interest. I don't know if this sounds good or bad to say. It's the kind of movie that doesn't give a shit if you're paying attention. It's doing what it wants to do.
And, well, it was exactly what I wanted it to do. So,
all right. Well, let's see if today's episode of Superman the Animated Series did what we wanted it to do.
It didn't.
Yeah, no.
Just before we started hitting the record, we both were like, how are we going to talk about this?
We got, and here's the thing, we do these recording sessions, we usually do two episodes, and this week we had a real double feature of, I don't know, they punch good a lot.
Yeah, this one, it's, well, let's get
into it. It's Warrior Queen.
Her courage was forged out of fire.
And we open up on the planet
Almorak?
Yes, Almorak.
And you've got a beautiful redhead warrior, future-looking, sword-wielding princess. She,
her power, a gift of the gods.
I guess her name's Maxima.
Sure.
Yep, she is the queen of this planet.
Her destiny, to become a glorious new hero.
And she is fighting a man with a mustache that I appreciate, and I'm sure he has a name. But that name's Mustache Man, as far as I'm concerned.
And Mustache Man is making quips. He's doing a good job. There's an audience, by the way. Yep. There's like this Colosseum.
Yep, gladiator style.
People are really invested. It looks like at one point Mustache Man has defeated her.
Yep, and he's taunting her and saying, "Finally, I'm going to give you a big smooch," because it turns out this lady has a Red Sonja thing happening.
Yeah.
Red Sonja. Only one man on Earth is man enough to win her.
She will only marry and mate with the man who can defeat her in single combat. No one has been able to do so, and Mustache Man is not going to be the first.
That's right. After the fight continues, she's able to defeat him. Looks like she's going to kill him, but she doesn't.
Yep.
It's essentially like pathetic here. Something to that effect. And she talks to her henchwoman.
Yeah, I did remember her name because it's the same as the toucan in Lion King. It's Zazu.
Good morning, sire.
Good morning, Zazu.
Is it?
Yep.
I just called her henchwoman. All right.
But yeah, she's wearing this like priestess-style headdress, and she's apparently some sort of high-ranking advisor in this royal court.
And another one bites the dust. You gotta send me another one. Oh, well, guess what? I found another one that's pretty buff.
Yeah.
You wanna watch the video?
Yeah, you could watch it in your hot tub with your nubile slave girls. If any dads are watching with their kids, we got lots of young, attractive Bruce Timm designs in this episode.
They are scantily clad, and she's taking a bath, and they show the video of Superman. It's the pilot episode.
Yeah, it's fighting the Lexo suit, piloted by John Corbin.
Hello, I'm a British person.
And there's destruction. It's a blast from the past. You'll be like, oh yeah, I remember that. And she's like, ooh, this guy, he's handsome, broad shoulders, nice chin. I'd hit that.
I would literally have his babies.
So, what else is there to do but go to Earth?
Yep, she goes to Earth. She fights some dock thugs, one of which is, I'm pretty sure, the same cousin from...
he's back.
Growing Pains.
And she's looking for Superman, and one of the henchmen... I'm sorry, there's a news broadcast showing...
Angela Chen
talking about Superman. She says, well, where's this filming? And the henchman says, Channel 3 News.
Yep, so she busts in, gives a little interview, just as Angela's saying, oh God, this today's news is coming up short. We've got 2 minutes to fill. What are we going to do? Maxima busts through the wall like the Kool-Aid Man.
Oh, yeah.
And Angela's into it.
I'm looking for Superman.
I want to give him smooches and have his babies.
Let's do this thing. Where is he at? And Angela Chen's like, sweet.
Yep.
Got my story.
Yep. And, of course, Clark Kent sees the news broadcasts, swoops in, and explains, look, I don't know how marriages happen on your planet, but around here, you
fight to the death happens at divorce.
Yeah.
Not at marriage, but, you know, fight ensues, and she zaps him.
Yep.
Don't know with what, but she zaps him.
So here's the thing. Superman, I'm real confused at this point because they have their punch fest. Superman more or less comes out on top, which is what has her saying, finally, a worthy specimen, someone who's defeated me. Let's go home and have babies. And then promptly zaps him unconscious and takes him unwilling back to her home planet. So in what way did he just defeat her? Seems like you just defeated him, lady.
Yeah. But he's got broad shoulders and a chin.
Yeah.
So,
there you
back
go.
To her planet of Almorek.
Yes, probably.
And but in the meantime, Zazu.
Yep, and Mustache Man, they've been giving each other smooches.
She's been betraying her.
Yep.
So that he can become the king.
Yep.
And then, of course, you know, she'll marry the dude so that they can take over the world because apparently she's kind of a shitty leader.
Yeah, apparently the people of Almorak are not happy under her iron rule.
Which I could see, you know.
She doesn't seem like a... I didn't get the sense of how much day-to-day governing she actually does. Seems like she'd be pretty bad at it. But maybe if she's more like the royal family of England, where her life is just an ongoing soap opera for her subjects to follow, I think that would probably be a pretty exciting, like...
See, I think she's in charge of decision-making, though.
Yeah.
She's busy doing her gladiator stuff and not focusing on...
Yeah, I mean...
Checks and balances.
Certainly all the palace guards seem to jump at the chance. Like, oh, you mean we don't have to follow this crazy bitch no more? Oh,
sweet.
We're Team Mustache Man all the way.
There was a funny scene where Superman says, "You sure you're in charge here?" Mustache Man betrays all three of them.
Yeah, guards throw all three of them in the dungeon, including the lady that I was just smooching.
Wait, one, two, three?
Oh, no, and I'm over here like, Mustache Man, what advantage is there to you in this? Is he just stabbing backs just because they're there at this
point? I guess so. Maybe he just wasn't really into her.
Maybe he's not into ladies.
Maybe he just needed her.
Yeah.
He's already in love.
Yeah, maybe he's got somebody else special at home. Maybe he's asexual. He could be. There could be any number of explanations.
Yeah, but he uses a bracelet that the princess has,
yep,
and sends them to the catacombs.
Yes, down to the dungeons to fight tentacle monsters.
And tentacle monsters are there.
Yep. Speaking of Dune, so it at first seems to be a tentacle monster. With electric powers.
Yeah.
It's zippy-zapping everybody. Maxima conjures herself a sword, but it eventually busts out of the floor, and we see that these giant, like, man-sized tentacles were just the multiple tongues of a thing what looks like a sandworm from Dune.
His name is Shai Halud.
And, you know, it's real tough. Everything is kind of collapsing around them, so they devise a plan to get the tentacles to tie it up. And put it around some, I don't know, a laser electric generator or something.
Yep. Maxima throws a rock at it.
It was a big rock.
And all of this results in it getting zapped and going unconscious so that they can return back topside.
Yes. It's zappy tongue that destroys the shield generator that was blocking them from tunneling back out to the surface, which they do. They fight some guards. Zazu sneaks around and grabs the portal bracelet to open up a portal for Superman to punch all the guards through down into the lair of the worm beast.
And, you get, what's her name? Proxima. She's going to take on Mustache Man.
Yep.
She wins and is about to kill him, which I would have been fine with.
Yep.
But Superman says, don't.
No, but put him in dungeon, though.
And she's like, all right, I'll do that, but I'm going to put him in a crap hole dungeon.
Yeah, with lots of rats.
That's right. So Zazu, even though she betrayed,
she's
forgiven and gets to put the Mustache Man in a real shithole.
Yep. So the rightful order is restored where the bad queen that nobody liked is in charge again, which I guess is a happy ending. But Superman just still doesn't want to marry her.
And she understands and appreciates that.
Yep.
Opens up a portal and says, you're free to go.
Yep. Superman leaves, tells her something about, oh, there's somebody for everybody in this crazy universe of ours. Turns out there is.
Out comes our spaceship motorcycle, Lobo.
Lobo busts in. Apparently there was a bounty on Mustache Man, and he's here to collect. And Maxima's... She is so happy, like, this guy.
Yeah, he's, you know, foul-looking.
This skeezy-looking motherfucker.
Yeah, with machine guns and the cigarette.
I'm gonna have his horrible pig babies,
ooh,
I guess.
Body.
Thus ends Warrior Queen.
Yeah.
Kenny, did this episode hold up?
It's not for me.
Yeah, it had a couple of good bits. There was a bit where this, like, old... Jewish sounding couple.
The couple, I forgot about that.
Yeah, they're when Superman is arguing with Maxima, telling her like, this is not how marriage works. I don't know what planet you're from, and she's explaining it to her husband, who's from behind a newspaper, saying, It's a pretty good goof. I like Lobo at the end, but yeah, it's pretty lightweight.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I feel like we've done this before already, too.
Yeah.
Haven't we had an episode where there was a Kryptonian lady who...
Yeah, Mala.
So, kind of felt like been there, done that.
Yeah, it was a little... I was definitely thinking Blast from the Past.
There we
was,
go.
Yeah, it was that episode. So, yeah. Well, I'm feeling maybe not quite as down on it as you are, but pretty ambivalent. But I guess we should measure it. With science.
I'm a disciple of science.
Ah, science!
Yeah.
Never
ambivalent about that.
We've got all the hamsters running around. The kinetic energy is powering our beakers and test tubes.
Yes. So I guess all that's left to do is put our lab coats on.
Yeah, but then take them pants off. Woo!
All right. We've got our master list right here of 31 episodes.
Yeah, blah.
If the fucking science unique machine New wants York. To cooperate. There we
unique
go.
Unique New York. The human torch was denied a bank loan. Here we go. The late Mr. Kent, Mixed Pixelated, Last in a Krypton, Target World's Finest Little Piece of Home, Promethean Prototype, Bizarro's World, Identity Crisis, Brand New Metropolis, Fun and Games, The Way of All Flesh, Blast from the Past, Tools of the Trade, Solar Power, My Girl, Stolen Memories, Heavy Metal, Feeding Time, Speed Demons, Main Man, Hand of Fate, Monkey Fun, Ghost of the Machine, Livewire, Father's Day, Deuce of Crowd, Double Dose, Action Figures, Mums Alive, rah, 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 rah.
Yeah!
Oh,
that was good. That was good.
This is getting...
Seemed like you thought you had something to prove after last week.
I wanted revenge.
You did. You proved it. The revengeing. All right. Let's see if Warrior Queen can get its revengeing. On number 26, Livewire.
Livewire's better.
Lori Petty.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? Dang.
At least she's got a unique power, and I mean, it was kind of an interesting origin story. She hates Superman because it sells news, pop.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't just a retread of a previous episode.
Yeah,
shit.
She's not a great villain, but it's better than I'm horny and I want to have Superman baby.
I realized where I recognized Lori Petty from, by the way, because I never saw Tank Girl.
Yeah,
an old episode of Star Trek Voyager. She plays a one off. An alien who falls in love with Tuvok, the Vulcan security officer.
Oh.
Yep.
You never saw In the Army Now? A great Pauly Shore film?
Oh, crud. You know what? I think I did, come to think of it. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. even as Pauly Shore movies go, I'll take a biodome.
I saw it at a sleepover party, and yeah. I was of that age where that was the popular character. Pauly Shore was, you know, like the Jim Carrey, the Robin Williams of the era. And that was when I felt like his popularity was starting to dip.
I mean, where are you going to go from Encino Man, really?
Nah, nowhere.
Nowhere. Nowhere fast.
Yeah.
Well, this episode's going nowhere fast. It's just got beat out by Livewire, which places it firmly in the bottom echelons of this list.
Okay.
Is it better or worse than number 27, Father's Day? I was Calibac, and...
That's another one that's kind of like proving your worth by punching good.
Yeah. That one had Michael Dorn, at least.
Yeah.
It works.
I'm going to go with Father's Day.
I am too. Dang.
It shows how cold-hearted...
Yeah, Darkseid
is. By zapping his own son.
Yeah, and it sets some stuff up. Like, the episode, the meat of the episode wasn't great, but... At least that ending was, you know, yet again drawing us along this arc plot that we've been setting up, which is soon to come to fruition.
Yep.
All right. Yep. I'm going to concur. Dang. In that case, bumping down one each time. What about number 28? Two's a Crowd. It takes two, baby. Parasite and Man What Live in Parasite Brain.
Wow.
I think I would still give this one over Two's a Crowd.
Yeah, I agree.
That one was just blah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one had a couple of fun goofs, and I liked the ending.
Do you remember the scene where they go in the tunnel? That was really good animation.
Yeah.
It was in the catacombs, and they go through this tunnel, and it's from behind their point of view as they're running through, and the tunnel has this alien geometric shapes that was glowing in the dark. That was nifty.
Yeah, that was all right. All right. But you know what's not all right? Is this episode coming in at the new number 28 spot, just below Father's Day and just above Two's a Crowd.
That's it? That's our science?
That's our science.
Oh, shit. That was faster than I thought it would be.
Yeah, I mean, that's it for this week. Next week, it's time. We're going to be watching Apocalypse Now, Parts 1 and 2.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. It's a big one.
I do remember parts of it.
Yeah.
But it's... The whole story, I couldn't tell you what happens.
Yeah, I remember a big thing what happens at the end. Unless it's another one of the... Because I'm pretty sure there's another big two- or three-parter that has to do with Darkseid.
Okay.
Which I think might be the series finale.
Okay.
But yes. I think this is the one I'm thinking of. So yeah, I should probably say no more, because spoilers abound.
There we go.
But in the meantime, I've got a limerick.
Hello, how are you? I'm Nick. Here to teach you a fun little trick. To have a good time when writing a rhyme, try writing your own limerick.
I have been putting off, and I still have not come up with anything because I've been talking about Superman. So I got to go to my limerick zone.
Ah, the limerick zone.
Thank you to Sarah Wendorsky, a woman I'd never ignore-ski. A lady in the streets, but between the sheets, I hear Kenny always wants more-ski.
Yeah! Yeah! Nice!
Oh, that was
love you, honey.
That was a tough one. Thank you, Sarah. Oh, Kenny, where can folks find you on the internet?
You can find me at Wyski TV on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
And you can find me at HBI2K on Twitter or twitch.tv/BenCreighton. You can always find the two of us right here at anchor.fm/superrankings. That's another part of the spiel I didn't give last week. Look, you're listening to us. You obviously found us.
But if you'd like to refer a friend, have them go to Super Rankings.
Yep.
Also, you can subscribe. You can donate if you like.
Yep.
Was it 1, 5, or 10?
1, 5, or 10 are the monthly are the increments, and you know sometimes folks have to cancel their subscription for a while and then come back later. It's always fine. Never feel bad about it. But the first time that you are able to donate to us, just like Kenny's lovely wife did, you get a limerick.
Yeah. Or you could leave us a voice message like Sarah did and a few others have as well. Or you could give us a 5-star review, which helps us get bumped up in the algorithm, which is always nice.
Yep. And you know what else is always nice? Fucking Darkseid, man. Yep. I'm excited. See you next week for Apocalypse Now.
Bye.